Monday morning and we're talking television. Last week she wasn't very well, but I can assure you she's definitely sounding a little bit better. Just a little bit of sexiness in Irina's voice. How are you this morning, my love?
Thank you so much. I'm feeling a lot better. I know I sound pretty bad, but I'm actually all the way better. Just have got this leftover footballer commentary voice, clearly.
Well, yeah. Hello, Darren Lockyer. Thank you very much for joining us today. We did get a few calls from some blokes during the week saying they would like you to maintain this this standard of your voice, if it's at all possible, but it's entirely up to you.
Got it. I shall be opening my OnlyFans account maybe later this week.
Moving right along. Let's talk some...
Only audio, though. Audio only.
Remember, that's how they used to do it all the time. We're moving right along now. So today we're talking about self-made men. That's the theme. And Ted Lasso. I've seen the ads for Ted Lasso. It pops up on social media all the time. It's on Apple TV. Tell us about it.
I have been talking about Apple a lot. They have, as Apple does, have put out a ton of really watchable, entertaining shows. And I've barely dived into their catalogue. Ted Lasso has just started for season two. It's been around for a while, and it's one of those shows that I did not want to watch. I actually quite love soccer. I really enjoy, particularly British soccer.
Mm.
So it's about an American football coach that gets hired by a middly British Premier League club to coach the club with this sort of sinister idea to wreck the club because of some drama. But again, it's not serious drama between the new owner and her ex-husband.
But the coach knows nothing about football.
He knows nothing. It's like a reverse Mighty Ducks, right?
Yep. Yeah.
You know, the premise of Ted Lasso and the show is he's a very sweet, nice man that just wants to be friends with everyone and ends up and knows nothing about soccer. And of course, it stars Jason Sudeikis. It's his show. It's his baby. And his co-star and co-writer is Brendan Hutt. And they met doing comedy, like stand-up comedy and improv in Europe, which is how they got into soccer. So the backstory is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they really do love soccer, or football, as it's called, obviously, in everywhere else except Australia and America.
Yes.
And I was not keen. It looked cheesy. It looked like some kind of sitcom, and I stand corrected. I was sick, so I had nothing to watch. I watched it, and it's lovely. It is really lovely.
It's not just the old fish out of water?
Look, it's definitely based on the fish out of water, and the thing that grated for me initially was that kind of Midwestern American politeness, trying to change that sort of gritty, whining, sad and cold British culture.
Yeah, yeah.
And that part I didn't like. I found it uncomfortable and inauthentic and unfair as well to assume that his kindness was better than this sort of rough British, you know, sort of footy culture.
Yeah.
But as the show goes on, that gets toned down a lot. And in fact, what comes out is one of my favourite types of thing, which is an office group kind of dramedy. So you get to know all the other characters, in particular the women characters. Hannah Waddingham is the boss, so she's sort of reluctantly the boss of this football team. She is fantastic. She's a Tony Award-winning actress. She's been in Sex Education, a ton of other stuff. She's been in Game of Thrones. So anyone who's a Game of Thrones fan will absolutely recognise her and just won't believe the transformation. So you get this ensemble cast in a kind of comedy dramedy. So it's fantastic. And it's fast. It's over. 6 half-hour episodes or 8 half-hour episodes. You can watch it in an afternoon, and it is very, very feel-good.
So that is it. That, for this week, is Self-Made Men. Irina, you get yourself continuing to be better, and we look forward to talking more TV next week on 2NM.
Right. I'm off to take a lozenge.